time now here for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, good. Good, because I haven't seen any snow yet.
No, yeah. I haven't seen any.
Thought I heard the last of that word for several months, but yeah, apparently not.
A little chance today here.
Yeah. Little chance in the forecast here, but so far,
so good.
I'm not sure I want to say it. I'm afraid I'll jinx it too. Brett's in with us here this morning as we get going on a Monday. He'd like to tell us a little bit about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Good morning. Rinnai Instant Hot Water Units are the ultimate in luxury and efficiency. After Camblin Plumbing and Heating installs one of these units for you, your family will enjoy virtually endless hot water, no matter how large your family is or how long that teenager stays in the shower. With its instant heating process, Rinnai hot water units don't waste energy to keep your 40 or 50 gallon tank of water hot, thereby giving you amazing energy savings. We have had only good response back from those that have chosen one of these state-of-the-art water heaters put in, and would like you to know that we have installed enough of these in homes and businesses that we are fully knowledgeable and certified to install them. Rinnai Instant Heat Water Units and Camblin Plumbing and Heating, both tried and true. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic and 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right. You got
through it. Barely.
Welcome to Monday morning.
That's
huh?
right.
Very good. Hey, tomorrow, I'm going to get you ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow is March 25th. It's a big day.
It's my anniversary.
Oh, I told you it's a big day.
Thanks, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, well.
Did I take you off track here?
You kind of did. You threw me a little bit. That's not really where I was going.
Oh,
but
well,
maybe
you guys were taking me out for supper.
I'm going to throw this away, and maybe we'll just go ahead and come up with some ideas for Brett to save himself tomorrow. Do you remember your anniversary every year?
They reminded me in church yesterday, too.
They did. Yeah. Well, I guess they're looking out for your best interests,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Well, very good. It's good to have friends in the right places. No, tomorrow is March 25th. Tomorrow is National Agriculture Day. Which is, you know, secondary in importance to your anniversary,
right,
but
yeah,
it's a big day. Well, National Agriculture Day is a day that a lot of folks take some time to sit back. It's always on the week of National Agriculture Week, which is this week as well. And we take a little bit of time to kind of sit back and just think about all the things that we do in agriculture to help out the rest of the world, especially here in this country. We tend to be the ones that feed most of the world. So we should probably sit back and thank a lot of those folks who do all of that stuff for us. But I was looking on the AgDay.org website, and they actually listed some kind of fun facts about some different things. We tend around here to know, or think we know pretty much, a lot about things that are grown around here. Corn and beans and, you know, things that we also raise, things like, you know, cattle, hogs, those types of things. We seem to think we know pretty much about that. But agriculture is a lot more than that, too. And in fact, a lot of the things that we enjoy so much are things that we probably maybe don't really know that much about. Like popcorn, for example. You know how much popcorn Americans consume? Too much.
Yeah.
It's not so much the popcorn, it's the butter we consume with it. 17.3 billion quarts of popped popcorn last year. How much popcorn do you eat?
Quarts.
Okay. How much popcorn do you eat?
I think they'd go broke on me.
Yeah, you think so? Well, the average American eats about 68 quarts a year. That's a pretty good bit of popcorn. Pretty good bit of popcorn there. Microwave popcorn is actually about the same as other popcorn, except the kernels are usually a little bit larger, and then the packaging, of course, is designed for it to get maximum popability when it's in the microwave. You like cherries?
No. You don't?
Well, I'm just striking out all over the place here with you. Well, the same chemicals that give tart cherries their color also may relieve pain better than aspirin and ibuprofen in humans. So cherries have a healing effect. Eating about 20 tart cherries a day could reduce inflammatory pain and headache pain. They also say that there are about 7,000 cherries on an average tart cherry tree. Now, the number, of course, varies depending upon the age of the tree, the weather, the growing conditions, things like that. But considering it takes about 250 cherries to make a cherry pie, you're looking at each tree producing enough for about 28 pies a year. It's a lot of cherries.
Yeah.
An awful lot. Lettuce. You eat lettuce, right?
You betcha.
You do enjoy
a
salad once in a while. All right. Well, lettuce is a member, of course, of the sunflower family.
Really?
Did you know that? The darker green lettuce leaves are actually more nutritious than the lighter green ones. And Americans tend to eat a lot of lettuce. We joke about it eating like a rabbit. Well, we must enjoy that type of food. Americans eat about 30 pounds of lettuce per person every year. That's a lot of lettuce. About five times more than what we ate in the early 1900s. So we're eating more lettuce now than we used to. Almost all lettuce is packed right out in the field.
Hmm.
I don't know how they use that saran wrap stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Not so much that. You know, the plant pigment that gives carrots and other vegetables their vivid orange color is called beta-carotene. Fruits and veggies that are yellow and orange in color contain that beta-carotene, and carrots are one of the richest in that nutrient, and our bodies convert beta-carotene into vitamin A, because all these things have some sort of healthy factors for us. How about berries? You know, blueberries are the second most popular berry in the United States. Do you eat much for blueberry?
Blueberry pancakes.
And I think that's probably where blueberries are consumed most, or in other things, not so much by themselves. You know, some fruits, apples and what have you, sure, we put them in pies and different things, but a lot of people just put them in their hand and enjoy them just the way they are. Blueberries, probably not quite so much, probably more so in muffins and pancakes and things like that, but it's the second most popular berry in the U.S. Michigan and New Jersey produce 66% of all the blueberries in the United States. Not a couple of places I would have guessed for something like that. Over 200 million pounds of blueberries are grown every year here in North America. And eggs, I know we talked about eggs the other day. You still think you can stand it on end? I want to see that. You've done it.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
They didn't show you that in school?
No. We did important things in school. Yeah. What is that? You know, the eggshell may have as many as 17,000 tiny little pores on its surface. Through those, eggs can absorb flavors and odors, and storing them in their cartons helps keep them fresh. That's why it's probably best to keep them in the carton than just to throw them in the fridge somewhere. It might they might get to taste like other things in the fridge. Eggs age more in one day at room temperature than they do in a week in the refrigerator in cool temperatures. Occasionally, it says a hen will produce double-yolked eggs throughout her egg-laying career. It's rare, but it's not unusual for a young hen to produce an egg with no yolk at all as well. It takes about 24 to 26 hours for a hen to produce an egg, about 30 minutes between each egg-producing cycle. They zip through those pretty quickly, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take very long. How about macaroni? Are you a macaroni fan?
You bet.
Pasta is one of America's favorite foods. Last year, 1.3 million pounds of pasta were sold in American grocery stores. That means if you lined up 1.3 million pounds of 16-ounce spaghetti packages, you'd go around the Earth's equator about nine times. But whoever does that? No one that I know of.
You're going to have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, it's true. You know, most folks, when they think about noodles, when they think about pasta, they think about where would it come from?
Italy.
Yeah, that's where most folks would assume. But that's not right. It actually got their start in China. I would have never guessed China. Pasta made its way to the New World through the English, who found it while they were traveling through Italy, however, which is probably why that's where we think it's from. The English made their pasta by cooking it for about a half an hour and then smothering it with cream sauce and cheese, which, of course, was the beginning of macaroni and cheese, which is probably one of the more favorite ways for folks to enjoy pastas these days. How about apples? You like apples? Apples are a member of the rose family.
Really?
Did you guess that one?
No.
I wouldn't have either. Washington State grows the most apples in the United States. That I would have guessed. The apples from one tree typically can fill about 20 boxes every year. That's a lot of production. Fresh apples will actually float because 25% of their volume is air. So now you understand when you go bobbing for apples, why it's a little bit easier than you thought. Well, it's really not that easy, but at least they're right up there at top. Beats being down below. If you grew 100 apple trees from the seeds of one tree, did you know they would all be different?
Hmm.
That doesn't even hardly make sense, doesn't it? A lot of fiber in those apples as well, too. There are more than 7,000 varieties of apples that are grown in the world. So there's something you probably had no idea about. You like pumpkin. Do you enjoy a piece of pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, pumpkins were once recommended for removing freckles.
Really?
And for curing snake bites.
How'd that end?
I don't know. Badly, I'm guessing. Pumpkin flowers actually are edible. And did you know the pumpkins are 90% water?
I can believe that. I
guess they're right up there with watermelons. Yeah. You know, it's mostly water. Pumpkins are used for feed for animals. Pumpkin seeds oftentimes are roasted and eaten as a snack. They're actually pretty good that way. Native Americans use pumpkin seeds for food and for medicine. And pumpkins actually in colonial times were used as an ingredient for the crust of the pie, not for the filling. Glad we figured that out.
Yeah, no kidding. I was kind of thinking, I don't want to be there for that.
Yeah, not so much. And pancakes, you know, there's another thing too. The batter used to make pancakes is almost exactly the same as the batter that's used to make regular cakes. The pancake batter is just a little bit thinner. Pancakes have become so popular that people don't just eat them for breakfast anymore. Many people like pancakes for dinner as well. And they actually, in Newfoundland, have Pancake Day. That's a day when items are placed in the pancake batter before it's cooked to foretell the future for family members. If a boy received an item for a trade, it meant that he would enter that trade. If a girl received an item for a trade, it meant that she would marry a person from that trade.
It'd take a pretty big pancake to put a pipe wrench in, you know?
It would. They tried that in prison once. And, of course, if you're going to talk about foods, you know, foods that we really love here in the United States, you've got to talk about broccoli, right?
You bet.
That's exactly where we're going. Did you know that we're eating 900% more broccoli than we did just 20 years ago?
I can believe that with myself. I never used to eat broccoli. Now I like it.
About in 1970, broccoli consumption was only about a half a pound per person. Today, the average person in the United States eats about 4.5 pounds a year of broccoli. So I guess we're enjoying it more. And no, if you're going to talk about foods, you know, usually you want to talk about pizza at some point. Well, Americans eat approximately 100 acres of pizza each day.
Wow.
That's about 350 slices per second. That's a lot of leftover pizza if you're doing that every morning. But each man, woman, and child in America eats an average of 46 slices of pizza per year.
So how many glasses of beer is that goes along with that pizza?
Well, it's in proportion, you know. America's favorite pizza topping would be pepperoni. 36% of all pizza orders would be pepperoni. Anchovies always rank last on the list of favorite toppings, yet we think about it all the time. In 1830, pizza truly began with the opening of the world's first pizzeria, Port Alba. The pizzas were cooked in an oven lined with lava from Mount Vesuvius, a volcano located on the Bay of Naples. It says pizza makers have tried virtually every type of food on pizzas, including things like peanut butter and jelly. I just ruined your breakfast, didn't I? Bacon and eggs, but you see that all the time. And mashed potatoes. Not too sure about the mashed potatoes thing. According to Domino's, a big pizza chain, some of the more popular international toppings: pickled ginger, minced mutton, and tofu in India, squid and mayu jaga in Japan, green peas in Brazil. In Russia, they serve pizza covered with makhpa, which is a combination of sardines, tuna, mackerel, salmon, and onions. Wow. You would have some enormously bad breath after that, wouldn't you? And in France, a popular combo is called the flambé with bacon, onion, and fresh cream. Approximately 3 billion pizzas are sold in the United States each year. You can't get much more of the farm on a pizza, can you? I don't know what else you could make that has more of a farm on it than a pizza.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, enjoy National Ag Day. And I'm hungry now. Enjoy eating, too. Yeah. It's time for breakfast. Brett, tell us more about Camlin's.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at bathroom and kitchen remodels. We have the most diverse group of suppliers for you to choose from. We have the most contacts with carpenters to work with, and we have the most experience in the area and in innovative ways to make your room reflect your wants and needs. We have the best cabinets and countertops with our Town Center cabinetry offerings, and we have the best prices in town. You want quality, efficiency, and functionality, and Camlin Plumbing and Heating gives it to you each and every time. Let us help you make that remodel easy and fun to go through. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Dwight C. Moody. A good example is far better than a good precept.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. 46 slices of pizza a year. That sounds like a good weekend. Sometimes it is. Hey, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.